Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Message for today I've entitled, Ask, Seek, Knock. It comes from Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened for you. For everyone who asks, receives. And to all who seek, find, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. Many times we pray but fail to stay aware of the working of God in our life. Years ago, I heard the illustration. I'm sure it was one that was used as an illustration, not necessarily based upon fact, but it was a story of a man who was caught in a flood. And as he was being swept along by the flood waters, he began to pray, and he asked God to save his life. And as he passed by, there was a tree, and someone that was close by said, "Grab hold of the tree and you'll be saved." And he said, No, I'm waiting." A little further along, someone had a rope along the edge of the shore, and he threw the rope out, and he said, "Grab hold of the rope, and I'll bring you into the land, and you'll be saved." And he said, No, I'm waiting." Not too long after that, a helicopter hovered overhead, and the door opened, and a rope was lowered, and the man in the helicopter, the rescue helicopters, shouted out, "Grab hold and we'll pull you up and you'll be saved." And he said, No, I'm waiting on the Lord." Before long, he weakened and went under and drowned. And as he opened his eyes in paradise, he saw the Lord, and he said, "Lord, I don't understand." He said, "Why didn't you save me?" And he said, "Well, you know, I sent you a rope, I sent you a branch, I sent you a helicopter, but you didn't receive." You see, sometimes when God answers our prayer, we do not have eyes to see that what he has prepared for us might not necessarily be what we are expecting. We have to stay so close to the Lord that we will be aware of his working in our life, his plan and purpose. Asking, seeking, and knocking always involves paying attention, listening, seeking God's word. Many times the answer to our prayer will be found in Scripture. As we pray with our Bibles open, we look down and we say, "Oh, the answer is right here in front of me." We are living in a time when there is a famine for the Word of God. We need to seek completely, totally, and continually God's Word, God's plan, God's purpose for our life. As we seek, as we ask, as we knock, as we implore, as we beg God to come near to us, he's more anxious to answer our prayer and draw us close to his heart than we are to receive him. Oh, that our eyes might be open, our arms might be open, our life might be open to his grace, his mercy, his plan and purpose for our life. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence this day, we know that you are the one who is able to do abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. And in looking to you for the strength and the guidance that we need in our life, Lord, help us to be obedient children, looking to our Heavenly Father to meet our need according to your riches and glory. For it's in Christ Jesus that we pray these things. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.